You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and we come to you live every Sunday. At least we have been. I don't know about the future, but we're here from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Pacific side of things. And we have been pleased and privileged here on the Common Sense Show to play host to three giants in the independent media, Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman. And before we rejoin these gentlemen, I want to thank our sponsors again. Of course, one of them is Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. Convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. My good friend Bob Griswold, who I got so much praise for having on 2 weeks ago. His show, his segment was terrific. ReadyMadeResources.com is his website. Anything you want in prepping, Bob has it. 1-800-627-3809 at 1-800-627-3809. I want to give a quick plug to a place I like to hang out. Hate Facebook. Sometimes I tread into hell, because Jesus walked among the sinners, and sometimes we got to make ourselves uncomfortable. But I really like Scene.life, and it's Chris Kitsey's version of Facebook. No censorship, none of that. Things are really running well now. Membership is exploding. Scene.life, S-E-E-N.life. And again, thanks go out to my good friend Daniel Brigman over at Numana, who's offering a special, Numana Foods. And you can get to our website at numana.com/Hodges for the 5% off. Use the coupon code Hodges, NOV5. And also Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. And Ted has nursed Doug and I back to health many, many times over a variety of issues. And if you've heard this through the years here on the show, healthmasters.com. And again, Ronnie McMullen, getthetea.com. Great stuff. Visit his website, getthetea.com. Well, gentlemen, that's a wrap for the commercials. We got smooth sailing until the end of the hour. And what I think I would like to start with are the first 100 days of Hillary Clinton as you potentially see them. And I'm writing an article that's coming out tomorrow, and my personal view, and we all going to approach this differently, and that's okay, because, you know, learned men who are friends, as we all are, can certainly agree to disagree on some of the finer points. We certainly see eye to eye on the big issues. But one of the things I think may happen is the First Amendment could go right away, and I think they'll use a false flag to take it. We're already seeing it on our college campuses where First Amendment's totally gone. And they want to take out the command and control, and they got to shut the people up so they can impose their will on the people. That's my initial take. Gentlemen, let me throw it out to you for your take. Let's get different angles on this. Steve, you want to start?
Yeah, good. Yeah,
well, let's let Doug do it. Yeah, Doug, you go ahead first.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the only way I would describe Hillary Clinton presidency for the first 100 days would be like a colonoscopy for conservative Christians without the necessary prep, shall we say.
I'm glad I wasn't drinking a glass of water when you said that. Thank you.
Well, one thing I love Steve for is he comes up with some of the greatest things. And when we talk off air,
yes,
he's incredible. But there's been some intimation there with respect to what Steve and I have talked about off air. But I think number one, Second Amendment is going to go. First Amendment is going to be modified tremendously. We're not going to be able to talk about Islam, Muslim, Islam being a cult, Muslims in general, Islamic terrorism, the increase in lawlessness will be immediate, if not exponentially worse than anything we've ever seen across the country. The poverty is going to be even more severe. Every place, and this is going to be incremental. But think of Detroit all over the country. But the perversity, the abortions, the bloodshed, the perversity is going to reign supreme. So that, I mean, I don't know how, I'm sure we can go, you know, other areas as well. But, you're also going to see a Supreme Court that's going to be reformulated into a star chamber, in my view anyway. A star chamber of the most perverse socialist, communist, Marxist, Leninist, Maoist, whatever you want to call it, a group of people who are going to convince everyone that they can legislate through their, they can actually create laws through their decisions. And Americans, being the dumbed down populace that we are going to fall for it. And that includes the homosexual. The homosexual is going to just go rampant. You think it's bad right now. We've got the Empire State Building lit up and the homosexual callers as well, briefly with the White House. That's going to be an everyday occurrence. Think of what we saw with Lady Gaga and Jay-Z, and just kind of paint that on the national level. And I'm being optimistic here. I want people to know that I'm being optimistic when I say all of this. That those are my two cents. But gun owners, you forget about that. Speaking your mind, forget about that. And the red list, yeah. Well, we'll send you, Steve and I, if we do share a cell or a room, shall we say, at Camp FEMA, we'll be sure to send you a postcard, folks.
Doug, I don't think that'll be the case, you know, and I don't, and not to argue, but the bottom line is we will be, this is something that people don't understand. And my friend, you know, different guys I know that are in the military said, every tactic you see in the Middle East will be used against you. When you've got high altitude satellites getting everybody's geothermal images, and obviously you're on the list, you've got computers that will be dictating who's to be taken out. You've got, fire and look away, fire and fly away. Somebody said, you can't do anything, Steve, when something's coming at you from 15 miles away. You'll never see it coming. Well, at least I have the expectation that it's coming. I don't look forward to it. I think you're going to see total civil war. You're going to see a neo-feudalistic society within a nation. It's going to be escape from New York time, it's going to be geographical, and it's going to be so obvious that you're going to see gangs, you're going to see mutual defense associations, you're going to see diseases. What is it, 8,000? No, I take that back. 8 million people right now in the United States, the majority refugees and immigrants, are carrying latent TB. Tuberculosis. You're going to see plagues that you never thought of. You're going to see one of the hot, and this broke my heart, you guys. I saw this the other day, and I just said, oh, no, Lord. You know, it really did. And again, you're going to see one of the boomingest industries is it's going to be like the worst case Stalingrad, where women had to sell themselves on the streets to feed their family. Prostitution is going to take off in a way that most people simply can't understand. And I'm not talking about women who are working women. I'm talking about people that would have never thought of it. And I pray against that. I pray that God will so supernaturally protect his women. And ladies, I want you to know this. I don't say what I know. And it's not to say, ooh, I know something you don't. But there are ways and there's a time to say things, and I'm trying to learn to be a little more measured in my mouth, okay? And what I mean by that is simply this. A word fitly spoken seasons, the scripture says, how sweet it is. But you're going to see things that your heart will break a thousand times. I think Dave, Doug, and Joe was Dimitri Dudeman, who the angel told Dimitri, the mind of man cannot even embrace what's coming. And I want to suggest to you the filth that has been poured out in this country is only introductory filth. We, all of us, God deliver us from it, because it's going to be unimaginable. You're going to see things. You're going to see basically, I don't even want to go there. Everything that is beyond disgusting, graphic, gross, sensually provocative. It's all going to come out in the open, and it's going to be like, if you will, it's going to be the French Revolution with orgies unimagined, and it's not going to be, you know, it's going to be as in Sodom and Gomorrah, where men were taken off the streets and raped. Same thing with women. You're going to see children so brutalized that the judgment on this nation carried out by these devils, unless they're stopped. Again, I would say this, where were the tears? Where were the crying out to for repentance to the living God when little people were being butchered and murdered and eaten and sliced and diced? And someone says, you're such a bloody man. Oh no, I'm not a bloody man. It's a bloody world that absolutely is seeing the most amazing, even to angels, creation of mankind in God's image, totally torn up as a jilted lover tears up the picture of her former love, boyfriend, whatever, husband, fiance, or nowadays just deletes it with a permanent deletion on their whatever iPhone. Excuse me. The point is that it's going to be unimaginable. We're going to see a new form too of power, literally power, and it's going to be almost the people that have watched this, who have hidden knowledge, secret knowledge, I'm not talking about occult now, but technical knowledge, they're going to be those guys who have a matter of conscience, a moment of conscience, and you're going to see stuff released that you never even believed was possible. But Dave, I believe immediately, the people will then understand that the mystery of iniquity, and I'm talking this week after the election, it's going to dawn on people that there is no law for the little ones. There is no law. There is not equal justice under the law. That it was all an illusion just to be able to give a facade and keep everyone mystified, if you will, by the hypnotist pendulum. Well, they took our freedoms away. Well, they took our heritage away. Well, they took our families away, our ability to provide, our provision for our families away. Listen, we're being pillaged, and again, I can say it anymore. If someone says, give me, Steve, a simple statement on WikiLeaks, it is a total exposure of the rape, the pillage, and plunder that took the United States under. I can't say it any simpler, but if you think about that, it's true in every dimension.
Joe?
Yeah, there's a number of things that could happen, and you said in the first 100 days, and I want to take a look at some of the domestic and foreign policy situations that we find ourselves looking at. You have the latest Obamacare numbers in different states with premiums increasing, I don't know, 25% to 50% in some states. You could see the Hillary Clinton, you know, make some kind of determination or transition on health care. I think what my dad said about the Supreme Court is very important, because people are saying there could be a number of picks, you know, more than one at least, and that leads to, you know, we wonder about the alternative right, as they dub it, or, you know, the alternative media in a broader sense. Is that going to be looking at censorship? Are we going to see online censorship of different news organizations? As we know, the media has been involved with Hillary Clinton this whole campaign. Why wouldn't they just consolidate power, as Steve said, and see it. We'll see a whole new level of power of collusion between these two bodies inside of our country. And then if you look into the foreign policy, you see what's happening in the Middle East with Russia, with Syria, and the nation looking to move on Iran, as it's been a globalist agenda for years. And not to mention the open borders and free trade that Clinton will promote, despite what she said here locally or domestically. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen in the first 100 days if she is elected.
And it sounds like none of them is good. Do you think the crackdown against people like ourselves and other activists will start immediately, or how do you see that taking place?
I think it will be selective. Yeah, Dave, and I also think one of the things I really believe, years ago when I was starting out in the survival preparedness business, whatever, I had a fascination with Russian war policy. I had a fascination with, obviously, the development of weapon systems, but I really focused on civil defense. Because civil defense was an integral part of the Russian war machine during those days. And now, I don't think people even get it. Like I said, nuclear war has no reset button, and it's not going to destroy the world. In other words, you never get 100% fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N, and you can use neutron weapons, which bombard living tissue with extreme neutron radiation and not blow up a building or whatever. So my guess is it's going to be nuclear war. And I think that Putin is going to strike when he is convinced that the American people or the majority of them or that the thing has been stolen, okay? Because look what they're doing. They're blaming Russia for everything. And I believe that God will use Russia to punish the United States as well as China. You see, this is where I stand in, I guess you'd say, opposition to a lot of people that are having dreams of this great revival and everything turning around and make America great again. I don't see America ever being great again. I don't hate this nation, but the people that do rule. And then I get troubled by, in the book of Daniel, the prophecies of Daniel, it said it was given power, it was given power unto the beast to make war on the saints and to prevail. Again, Dave, I think that we, let's just make it, I think you, Alex, all of us, and I think Alex knows it too. Alex has got amazing contacts, and please, people, again, pray for all of us, and thank you for those you do, because God is going to do something, and I don't know if he splits the United States, I don't know, or I don't know if he just gives us the government that a backslidden, sin-loving, professing, lukewarm church seems to want. I don't know that, but I do know this, that what I was told when I said it 5-6 years ago, whenever, that before America's destroyed, you know, before America is allowed to be nuked by Russia and China, God's going to reveal some of the leaders. Even people who hate me and have made a point of telling me that all the years, they said, well, that was a good call. It wasn't a call at all. It was a simple statement that God said, do it, and I did it. So the point that I've got, you're looking at nuclear war. Will it be in the first 100 days? I can't tell you that, but I'll tell you this. Look for armed confrontation to escalate. I don't know if it'll be a Russian jet fighter taking down a U.S., vice versa. I don't know, but the bottom line is all we're going to see is the fulfillment of the initial population reduction. I expect the truth to come out about Fukushima very soon, and I think that we're going to see a true assessment of how much food is really left in the world. You can't read the heartbreaking stories of all the sea lions and the whales and the porpoises and the dolphins and the fish dying and not realize, again, the people that will not acknowledge Doug Hagman, me or you, on certain bulletin boards or whatever you want to call them, they took me to test. I said a third of the life is going to be in the sea, and they said, well, that's not true. That's just quail taking liberty. No, I took the actual volume of the Pacific Ocean, and then I took it against the statistics of the land mass, and then I took it in comparison to the Atlantic and the great oceans of the world, the South Pacific, the Pacific, obviously, then the Arctic Ocean. You add it all up, and listen, we're seeing the literal fulfillment of that right now before our eyes. So again, as astonishing as it is, I believe that God holds the ultimate finger on the trigger, but I believe that Vladimir Putin is going to be the rod of the Lord's correction. Doesn't mean I love Russia and hate my country, but I don't even know this country anymore. This is not the land, the land of the home of the brave and the land of the free anymore, you know? This is the land of the cowards and the home of the freeloaders. So the thing is that, and now Hillary Clinton said she's going to bring in, what, 600 to 800 million? See, this is called delusion. And I maintain she's a full-fledged Muslim. I maintain she is so compromised sexually with Huma, etc., you know, that I got to be careful here. Huma's definitely got her ear. And Huma has been directing. Hillary has gone from being anti-Islam years ago now to embracing it. And ladies and gentlemen, the United States will disappear if they're for no other reason. Forget the nukes. The birth rate of Muslims in this country having four wives and being able to get so much government assistance for each wife and each child. You do the math on that and it becomes unfathomable. So we are facing, I would say in the first 100 days, we're going to face a financial firestorm. Unlike even what all the people have been talking about, me included, we are not going to see it come down exactly as we thought, and it's going to be 100 times worse than we thought.
Amen to that.
Doug?
Amen to that. Well, you know what? Everyone said some very interesting things here. You know, previous behavior is a good indication of future performance. I look back at the senatorial position and the activities when Hillary was a senator, and I know people like facts. When foreign government donations to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary was a U.S. senator, as of 2008, they received, the Clinton Foundation raised at least $46 million from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, Brunei, Oman, and other foreign governments, all right? So, and what she did with this money was collected it and negotiated with this, with these countries to advance the cause of Islam. And as of January of 2009, Saudi Arabia and other foreign governments gave at least $46 million to the Clinton Foundation. Donors with ties to India delivered millions more. Saudi Arabia gave between $10 to $25 million. Back in 2009 again, USAID, our, as well as our, and the Australian government's overseas aid program, whatever the corresponding name is, I don't recall. They formed this agency, but funneled money through the Clinton Foundation to fight AIDS, for example. But they skimmed off $10 to $25 million of this. The foreign individual donors to the Clinton Foundation, while Hillary was U.S. senator, are so many. I mean, they're countless. So imagine what I just said there. And now there was a temporary hiatus when she was Secretary of State. But the bottom line is all of this foreign money coming through the Clinton Foundation, which, by the way, and I would tell everyone, is not off the hook. There are five separate investigations into the Clinton Foundation as we speak right now, and that does not include this crap from Comey. Okay, this is all legitimate stuff. We are seeing the takeover from within by foreign governments to advance exactly what Steve Quayle said, to advance Islam. You've got a Muslim head of the CIA, you got a Muslim Secretary of State, you got a Muslim in the White House. Regardless of what people say, you got more than one in the White House, and So all of this combined, you know, we're looking at the severity of this. And one thing I don't think people understand, guys, is this. This is not going to go away. I don't believe it. Especially the patriots who are left out there, they're not going to let this die just with a Hillary Clinton win. It's going to be an uphill battle, to be sure. Will we win? I have no clue. But the fact of the matter is, all of this will still stand. So, you know, are we going to allow our souls, our children, our legacy to be sold out by this witch, or are we going to stand up and fight?
I concluded a podcast I did today with When They Steal It, What Are We Going to Do About It? Same question. What are the people's options individually? What can we do?
If they steal it?
Well, I think first of all, you've got to come to the grips. The very first thing you got to do is, and I'm saying this, and for those of you that know Jesus, you need to get his perspective. You see, we're good at dictating our wants, our needs, our desires to the Lord, but we're really bad at listening to his perspective. I'll tell you this, that God has a lot to say about a lot of things if we'll listen. Number two, prep. You do the possible. If you can buy two cans of soup this week extra, buy them. You know, 10, whatever. And I'll tell everyone this, Dave, on your show. If you've got less than $1,000, don't buy silver or gold. Go and buy food. And I think let's just take $2 or $2.50 a can, okay, for Campbell's or Progresso soup, let's say, with meat and stuff. You can let's say $2.50, and if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, but that's 400 cans of soup. You know, for $1,000. Well, you can at least have canned soup. And you're not going to eat the same. That's the thing. American diets are going to be intentionally messed with. You will not be able to eat the same, nor will you be able to count on the same amount of calories. You're not going to have the niceties. Ladies, the chocolate isn't going to be there except on the black market, along with aspirin. You won't be able to get prescription drugs, and this is what I'm praying for everyone. I want everybody to hear me on this. I believe one thing in the Word of God. I believe it all, but one thing that's been quickened to me, I said, Lord, when you lead your people out, will you take them out in the same way, I mean lead them out, not take them out, lead them out the same place to the cities and the places of refuge where there went not one out feeble amongst them. In other words, when the children of Israel fled Egypt into the promised land, nobody got sick. Nothing wore out. And so God is the one that's able to do that. And I really believe that, David, especially with everyone suffering from every known disease. And I'm praying for all of you that are on, especially the veterans, especially those of you that are on pain medicine, diabetes medicine, every form of pharmaceutical and prescription drug, at some point it gets cut off. I don't know where that point will be. But listen, these people are monsters. They will only keep you alive long enough to suck every last nickel out of your pocket or dime. And then when that's not enough, they want to probably figure out how to sell whatever body parts or whatever, you know, protein count is in a human body to whoever will be willing to pay for that. And one of the tragic things is that now they've got robots that will, you're going to love this, I call them cannabots, okay? Cannibal robots. If some of you don't know what I'm talking about, they have robots that are being built that eat and can consume animal flesh and human flesh. You remember seeing that, Doug?
Yes. And you pointed this out, wrote about it, documented this quite some time ago.
Yeah, so here's what I'm saying. Everything, the word normal will never exist again, okay? Now, someone says, you can't make that statement. I'm not giving you timing. I'm saying the first 100 days, everything is going to be on the plate. And I'm saying this, Lord, even to the denialists and the doubters and those who hate you, Jesus, make it so plain that when they reject you, they get exactly what they want. Because in hell, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. seat. They can try and deny hell. They can try and extend their mortal humanity for 1,000 years plus. They can download their subconscious or their mind into an artificial brain. They can have their sexual experiences with robots. They can do this, that, and the other thing. But at one point and at some point, God says it's enough. And how I can rest assured of that, you guys, is again, the ultimate source is the words of Jesus when he said, except the days be shortened for the elect's sake, there would be no flesh left alive. Yet for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. You see, we're talking about everyday headlines that are, the end of man is near. God, you know, fail. We're going to make a better man. Well, you know, and technically right now, we live in the most Babylonianish, technologically decadent society that can only probably, we can only be preceded by the angelic civilizations, and oh boy, you're all opening up the can of worms, before Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. The earth was not created, according to Isaiah 45, tohu and bohu, without form and void, but it became that way when that which was prior to the time of the creation of Adam and Eve was judged by Jeremiah's flood, not Noah's flood. Two floods, so that's just a little bit of a wet your whistle. But here's the thing, Dave. Everybody has got to get to the point where everything they've known, everything they've come to be familiar with, friends, here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. This thing is going to split friendships apart. I'm watching it in my own life. I'm watching it happen in other lives. People can say, well, that's not important to our friendship. It's very important. The scripture says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? I know a man who graduated from Rhema. He's now out on Facebook using Psychology Today. He claims to be a believer. He claims to have all the wisdom of God's Word, yet he's appealing to Psychology Today on, you know, the psychoanalysts who are claiming that conspiracy theorists are suffering from different mental disorders. Do you think that guy won't turn people in? And so I'm telling you this. I'm watching it in relationships that I was personally once involved with. I'm watching people put out hits on other people through the dark web. I won't go there, Doug. You know what the dark web is. I'm seeing people bearing false witness because they're living in sin. I see that everybody will justify themselves at the expense of others. And it's not only going to be a dog-eat-dog world, but it's going to be the most, I don't know. Look, here's the thing, Dave. If Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would be again. I mean, I know a lot of history. You know a lot of history. You write about a lot of history. But you can't deal with that one in the context of saying you can really understand all the ramifications. So, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones just posted an emergency election message to the FBI, police, and military. He said it's now or never to stand up to corruption. I think, Dave, and this was posted after Comey's announcement, I just put it up on my website, the top hot headline. I think that's what this night is. I think, you know, you're to be commended, and I'm not, you know, patronizing you. The point is that this is a watershed event for you, Doug Hagman, you, Joe Hagman, you, Dave Hodges, me, SQ, and the thing is that it will go down in history like that. You and I will all stand before the Lord, but we'll say, God, we did the best we could, and he'll say, you are doing, and you did what I asked you to do. But that doesn't excuse everybody who's listening to Dave Hodges' voice, my voice, Doug's voice, and fine, if you think I'm just fully, you know what, then take it to the Lord in prayer. But you won't take it to the Lord in prayer because you're afraid of the outcome, or you don't believe in God, that he speaks to his people. I've never got more emails in my life from supposed believers who's saying God doesn't speak to his people anymore. The gifts of the Holy Spirit have passed away. There are no more miracles. I got news for that person, that they are of all people the most miserable, because how can they even claim then to believe in heaven, heaven after this earth? And by the way, did you see too, the Daily Mail just found out that the scientists have said, yes, there's a human soul that lives on after the death of the body. Hello, we told you that for years, but the atheists just go ape. I can't say that either. They go ape crazy over that, you know. So the point is that we're right there. There's nothing more that has to happen, Dave. You can write a about it. You can detail, you know, how it plays out. Doug, you can do the same thing. I can do the same thing. But at the end of the day, it's in play. The ball is in play. The nuclear cards are on the table. The biological weapons card. And people say, you just calling me to be afraid. I wish the hell would get these emails. You would shut up. Yep. Well,
I get them too, Steve. I get them too.
Yep. And guess what? If we didn't shut up, you know, they wouldn't have this last chance. So again, Dave, I'm praying that people will take this night seriously because, you know, there could be a calm before the storm. You know, you could have a period. Look, anything is possible, but God's word doesn't change. The situations may change, and the timing of God's word, in other words, the timing that's known only to God, and I'm not talking about the rapture. You know, I believe that that's probably the doctrine that put the church into the condition it's in now because people were too afraid to get involved because they were told they're out of here. So, you know, I guess, Doug, we're right there. I see the next 100 days as being some of the most tumultuous and perilous days. But let me see. I go back to, again, a word given to me probably 7 years ago, 8 years ago now. The things of men's nightmares will become present in their lives. The horrible images that they so embrace in science fiction movies and the murder and the blood will take place before their eyes. And then the other night, I was waking up, Dave, and I saw people that were putting all these occult tattoos on themselves, and they had tattoos of literally everything from dragons to snakes to devils to demons, everything horrible. I saw those. Now, this doesn't apply to Christians who are bought by the blood of the Lamb, but this was by those who allowed the curse along with the ink to go on their skin. So if you guys are all tatted up, you know, and this is not, I'm not bringing any indictment, I'm just saying that, just give it over to the Lord, ask His forgiveness, and cover it with the blood of Jesus. Because what I saw was so horrific. I saw the literal demonic spirits that inhabit some of these people that were placed upon them by curses, literally coming out of their bodies like the Alien movie. And anybody knows that was probably one of the most horrific, shocking images in the cinema. I don't recommend anybody watch it, but for those of you that know what I'm talking about, that's it. Go ahead.
Joe?
Well, you know, as we talked about before, there's a number of scenarios that can play out here. And one thing that I find interesting that we haven't talked about tonight is the we've talked about the election hacking and voter fraud. The election hacking is what we didn't talk about. But there's a whole lot of things going on in the cyber world right now from the United States, and they're playing, and Joe Biden was on 60 Minutes with Chuck Todd not too long ago saying that they would launch a cyber attack against Russia, you know, without announcing on the time of their choosing. And then we've just seen recently, I just read today, they talk about the U.S. government is prepared to launch cyber attacks against Russia in the chance that there's something that in some way they interfere with our election cycle in the election machines, the voting machines. But, you know, I think that's interesting because we know that Russia's not going to interfere with our election, and this is just a line that's thrown out there by the Clintons to cover up the fact that their emails were released and try to deflect from that. But it's interesting.
Well, Joe, did you know that Russia today ran a... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overtalk you, but Russia today ran a story, I believe it was yesterday, where they said they had been attacked at the Kremlin, cyber attack.
Oh, yeah.
Their infrastructure had been attacked, and they mentioned a couple of other areas as well. Now, obviously, it wasn't pervasive. We would certainly be hearing about it, or we'd have missiles coming our way. But I think that was a probing move, and I think that Biden's right. We are prepping to provoke Russia to attack us. See, this is my take, and I get your guys' reaction to it. Obama and Clinton were put in basically at the same time, one to follow the other, because their mission is to destroy the United States. We are supposed to lose this war, and they're going to do their darndest to make sure it happens.
Well, I agree with that. Because here's the thing. I agree that that was the original plan, and I agree that now there's going to be a variation, if you will, or variation on a theme. Let me give an example. example, Russia's surrounded pretty much by Muslim nations, okay? Vladimir Putin's the only one that said to Saudi Arabia, you even get in this mess, I'm paraphrasing, you even get in this mess, and we're going to nuke Mecca. If the Russians nuke Mecca, the entire undergirding of Islam will fall apart. Not every Muslim will deny his faith, but the Quran states that will never happen. Also, at some point, even with the United States out of the way, you know, Russia will have to deal with the Islamic issue, and because of just the sheer mass of numbers. And also, Russia and China will have to, at some point, duke it out, too, because you get into the whole issue of India and Pakistan. India and Pakistan are at war right now. You won't see it in the newspaper. And here's what I want everyone to do. I want you to start boycotting with your eyes ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and any associations with the Big Six. You know, Fox is an open book. You know, that's between you and God. And start praying instead of needing more news. Pray with the news that you've got. You know, whether it's on my site, Dave's site, Doug's site. Look, we're not all doing this. Alex is going on a 52-hour marathon. God bless him. You know, God bless him. Because, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the most critical 72 hours in the history of our country. It is the most critical 72 hours in the history of our country. One last time. This is the most critical 72 hours in the history of our country. Because it's not about an enemy without, though we've got so many now. You just take Iran and Pakistan, and you take, obviously, everybody that hates our guts, throw in the Muslim card, and throw in the intentional destruction of the U.S. military, throw in the absolute resignation or forced resignation of America's top military leaders who had battlefield experience. You take in the loss of keeping up with the development of weapons systems. Listen, when the military, Dave, I also said this, and people said, you're not a patriot. I'm not a patriot. I'm a Christian who believes in the blessing of God on nations that honor him, okay? That is a misnomer, patriot, okay? Not all patriots are Christians, nor all Christians patriots, but people who are believers and followers of Jesus Christ still have accountability to him, okay? But we're going to see, again, we're going to see such a transformation. The people that are even upper middle class in the nighttime, in the daytime, or overseas probably on a Sunday, the following Monday, look, an EMP, if you don't have a pre-86 vehicle, you're shut down. You're not going anywhere. And by the way, I just got an email from a guy saying, I think he's law enforcement, saying, remind everybody that they will be where they're at because all the roads will be shut down. So this is why I'm saying, for those of you tonight, some of you want practical, if you're saying to me, should I go and take a week vacation now, and you can go to your bug-out location or friends or relatives or someplace you plan to go, go. Go and leave your bloody cell phone. A cell phone is like a come blow me up, a homing beacon. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell people, Dave, and that's what they'd better get to the point. Again, if you are not in a position to buy, you know, what you need, then take whatever you've got, because some of you may have inherited an heirloom or something. Find out what it's worth. The best way to check out the value of anything is just go on eBay, type in what it is in the search, and then see, first of all, what other people are selling it for, and see if there are any bids. If there are no bids, then contact the seller and ask him what he would pay you for it. I mean, I have people that are holding on to stuff, you know, that's worth a lot of money, but it's sentimental. You know what happens to sentimental stuff? It gets burned in the fireplace or it gets looted by the invaders. That's the end of the story.
Doug?
No, I totally agree with that. And I wanted to add something when Stu was talking about Alex Jones being on for 52 hours. Just a little heads up. We're going to have some extended coverage ourselves on election night. That'll be announced tomorrow. But I do want to say this. In my spirit, in my heart of hearts, I feel, in retrospect to 9/11 2001, I feel like for whatever reason, that today is September 10th, 2001, I do feel I'm disturbed. My spirit is disturbed. I do feel that something is going to happen tomorrow or within the next 48 hours that's going to change the entire complexion of what we're looking at. It could even change the talking points. Now, that might be bad pizza or too much pizza talking. I don't know. But that's what my, you know, I'm just disturbed in my spirit. And, you know, I don't know what else to say except that. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to be in a fetal position. It means that I'm going to be even more vigilant. And I think we all need to be. And the only other thing I want to say, and Steve, you know this, and Joe, you know this, and Dave, I know you know this as well. All of us talking tonight, we all have people who are alone. They're impaired, infirmed. They don't have a support structure, and they feel alone. Well, they're not alone. You know, we are part. We will do whatever we can to help everyone. But even at the end of the day, there is one source, and of course, you know exactly who that source is.
Yes.
And I want people just to remember that. You know, that's kind of my closing statement. But I'll tell you, well, one more thing too, and then I guess I can talk to the Joe. But you know, I intend to die with my boots on, standing up, and not kneeling at the end of my driveway. It does matter. But regardless of the results on Tuesday or how it plays out following that, we're in for some bumpy times, some rough roads, and it's going to take such faith in God to get through this, I believe, that without that faith in God, those people who have pushed God aside and said they can do this on their own, they can't. We can't. And we need the prayers. We need the support. We need the people who are part of this. We all need to work together because we're all in this together, at least those of us who are on the side of Jesus, or even better, those of us who Jesus is on our side. So that's, you know, kind of all I've got to say about it. But if this was my last time on air, I certainly could not think of any better people to share it with than the three of you.
Amen to that. I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way, and I'm honored to have shared this time with you, and appreciative of Todd for the great skill he brings to us in overcoming these technical issues we started out with, and just smooth sailing. But, you know, let me share with you something I told a friend of mine today, and this is, to me, kind of a Twilight Zone moment. I was tracked down today by someone I haven't talked to in about 12 years, and this person and I were very, very close in high school and then beyond, and then when I came to Arizona, we saw each other and talked to each other less, and he discovered me again on the internet through my website and then now listens to the show, and he reached out to me and he said, first when I first heard you, I thought you'd gone off the deep end. I thought, what happened to the guy I grew up with? And now he said, I know you're right on the money. And then he said this, and then I'll tell you my response. He said, we're in for some real stuff, aren't we, Dave? And I said, yes, we are. And I told him, I said, you know, to kind of go back to the Star Wars movie, there's a disturbance in the Force. I feel it in my bones. And Doug, the way you said it was eerie, because I feel the same thing. I have a real dread in my spirit about what's coming.
Wow.
I just want to say, I felt that way, you know, about a week ago. And I think a lot of it, if you read these articles about people are becoming more depressed, having more anxiety, sleeping less because of this election and news cycle that we're in. I don't know what kind of studies they conducted, but apparently showing that they're, especially among people who are 50 years of age or older, that are more susceptible to having these kind of side effects from paying attention to the news so much. And you see that, you know, we talked about this many times before about how Hillary Clinton's campaign is aligned with the news, and it is, you know, lockstep one with the other, from feeding questions before town hall meetings and debate prep from CNN. Their Donna Brazil, the CNN correspondent, had to stand down, to names of reporters who are friends of the Clinton campaign who received money to either, you know, go the Never Trump route or write articles that shielded her from investigative insights from, you know, the public and other people for writing stories spinning how the investigations were going, or that they were even of any merit to begin with. I think you're going to see a great intensifying of that immediately as she gains power, of this, you know, the media creating and publishing the narratives that the people who are in charge want us to follow. And one thing that, if Donald Trump hasn't done anything else, is captivate and show the level of corruption. Somebody said it earlier, that, you know, he was like a prosecutor. And to some degree, with WikiLeaks and everything else that's coming out, that's very true. If anything else, you know, millions of people have been paying attention and have become aware of the level of corruption in our political system and how deep the ties go into the media and many other places in the private sector. And I think, if nothing else, that's going to be a big positive as we move into the near future, regardless of who becomes elected.
That was really well said, Joe. Steve?
Well, I think it's important. I think you're going to see what I call showcase killings. A showcase killing will be, you know, a highly visible Black Lives Matter, you know, basically just kicking, beating, or shooting whites, vice versa. They'll say the Klan has been activated. They'll say Black Lives Matter has been activated. And for the record, Hawk has gone on the air with specific information that the Black Lives Matter headship have been given encrypted radios, and they have a control. For those of you who don't know how spies work, the person who is your direct, if you will, boss, or the officer over you, is called your control. They have their controls in place. That means the order will come from, and this is what Hawk was told, Washington, D.C., for them all to move to a certain location. No one will be able to pick it up on their police scanners, or their, you know, even the police won't be able to get it. It will be, if you will, a flash mob on steroids. The minute this, let me share this, the minute the shooting starts, and God, I'm praying against that. I want everybody to know this, okay? The minute that starts, it will not be able to be stopped. It may seem like it stops for a day or two, but after that, it's all hell. Because, Dave, I don't think people understand this. What Doug just said, he doesn't plan to die on his knees at the end of his driveway. It's going to be total hell. They want, the communists, the Satanists, the Luciferian, the globalists, you know, all of those who are provoking this, out with the old world order, in with the new, they want maximum chaos. Because, see, what they don't tell you in their motto, order ab chao, is that they are the creators of the chaos in order to bring about the new world order. The ashes rising from the phoenix. You're watching Angela Merkel totally destroy Germany. She's totally destroying Germany. May God rise up, as dark as the dark forest there is, as dark as German's history. Some of my best friends are German. Some of the people I know, I love Bavaria. I've spent time in Germany. They're wonderful people. Plus, they make the best optics, and they make really great cars, but that's another story. But the point is that what I think is astonishing is, ladies and gentlemen, we came. What is it? We came, we saw, or we killed him. What did Hillary say, Doug, about...
Yeah, you're pretty close. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we came, we saw he died. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys understand that was in order to be able to block Gaddafi's ability to keep all the people pretty much appeased? He did everything the United States did. That is an assassination. That is cold-blooded international murder. That should be before the Hague. Screw them. But it should be before them, because, listen, they're a bunch of hypocrites. They'll prosecute whoever, and I'm sorry, but they'll prosecute whoever they bloody well please, but they'll leave a absolute murder murderess at large. So, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you that vote for her, and those of you who claim Jesus Christ, you will be held accountable for the evil that she does, for the evil she's done, and obviously, there's no one interceding for you like Jesus did when he said to his Father, Lord, lay not this charge against them. In other words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In this case, God won't forgive you unless you repent, because you know perfectly well what you're doing. So, you know, to those of you that will stand up for Jesus, may God give you liquid titanium in your backs. May he heal you. May he set you free. May he provide. And I believe God is going to do supernatural things, especially to those of you who are lock-in, shut-ins. Let me share this. You may seem in your own mind and have listened to the devil that you're abandoned. In no way. I don't know what, but to those of you who are in that position, remember this. God's word says that his angels are ministering spirit sent forth to those of you who are heirs of salvation, rich or poor, quadriplegic, whatever you are, you know what I'm saying, multiple amputees, single amputees, on this medicine, on that medicine, broken-hearted, discouraged. Rise up, O men and women of God. And again I say, Father, in Jesus' name, loose your ministering spirits, your angels, God, to go and to literally encourage the hearts of all those who are faint in heart. And God, it's hard to stay, Lord, in the faith when there's so much evil, Lord. Protect Dave Hodges. Protect my brother Doug. Protect, God, Joe Hagman. Protect Alex Jones and everybody associated with his broadcast. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will deliver by the mighty hand of the living God. Protect every single one that's out there telling the truth, because God, everybody, the cowards always say, you guys will be the first to die. And I say, but you don't know in that day when God stands up what he will do. You don't know. God, bless the intercessors, Father. Bless every single person that has prayed for any of us tonight, and those who have prayed for us for a long time. Bless them all. Refresh them, Lord. The intercessors need a vision, God. They need, without a vision, Lord, even they grow weary. They grow faint. God, again, come from the four winds, O Spirit of God, the second time I'll pray for this, and breathe upon all your intercessors, Lord. God, make them a mighty force, God, in Jesus' name. Make them a mighty force in the earth, and let those of us who have been called to whatever level of proclamation and spiritual warfare and everything, God, let us take our places in the ranks of heaven and not be counted as wimps, morons, or cowards, God. The cowards, I think if I put up an email, Lord, posted emails, it would be called the Coward Chronicles. Because, God, I'm with Doug. If you won't admit your name, then please don't ever email me again. I'm saying this again. If you want to use some horse manure name like Blessed Hope in the Making, never email me again. And so I'm going to sign off, Dave. I have said everything I can say. Thank you so much.
Steve, it's been a pleasure.
Yep.
Been a pleasure to have you on, my friend. And hopefully we'll be here around Inauguration Day and we'll be celebrating. Pray to God that happens. Steve, thanks so much. Joe and Doug, you guys, all of you, all three of you, fantastic, awesome. It's been my honor and privilege to be with the three of you. Be back next week, everybody. We're just about out of time, and we've got a great show coming up next week. God willing, I'm still on the air. God willing, Doug and Joe are still on the air. God willing, the stevequayle.com website is still on the air, along with Alex. You know, pray that you've got someone to get you the word. If not us, then somebody. But pray that the wisdom and the knowledge and the truth comes out. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Doug, Joe, Steve, you guys are great. Love you all. We'll see you back here again next week. Take care.